smell changes into the smell of vinegar. Behold, Recha Chala, when wine that starts to smell like vinegar, even though the time of Chamra, the taste of the wine is still good wine. The Locha is Chala. Abaye says it has already a Locha of vinegar. And the Chur will be possible to use for Kiddush then. It's not called wine anymore. Abaye holds that as soon as the wine starts to at least smell like vinegar, it loses its name wine. It's not called wine anymore. It has the same vinegar. And therefore it's called Min Beminoi. It would be us even the Mashu. Devil and Min Beminoi. So they call Min Beminoi the Mashu. It's called the Mashu. We Rashi, the Rashi Reicha Chala, Yayin Zeh Samach Leruvai. Right before this wine mixes into the vinegar, have a Reicha Chala, its own smell, starts to smell like vinegar. Starts to sour, become sour. The time Macham, even though it tastes like wine. So Abaye says, Ubosa Reicha Zin, I go after the smell of the wine. Therefore, the time they come together, it's still like Min Beminoi, and therefore it's called the Mashu. That's Abaye's Svara. Rava says, no, the nice in time, I go after nice in time here. Why? Now, there would be Bottle Bright. As long as you have much more vinegar on the bottom than you have wine coming in, it'll be Bottle Bright. Why? Because Rava holds Recha Chala. If it smells like vinegar, but for time or chamra, it still tastes like wine, still has the taste of wine. Chamra, still called wine. This is Ravisvara. Therefore, the wine is still called wine. Now, true, you have Yayin Nesach falling into vinegar. That's Min Bishayna Minoi. And that's our cloud. We'll call Min Bishayna Minoi B'nai Sintam. Since it's different minim, one is wine and one is vinegar, that's the din. It's only yasa if you taste it. If there's less than shishim, but once there's more than shishim there of heta that you do not taste the yasa, then it becomes muta. The Bible of Rambam just says that Rava says the next time reicha milsa, but says the yeshlaim adosim kashniya, but the last time it says mikan nira the muta lekadesh vera shabbos alayayin. Let's say you have wine, that you old wine, you made Kiddush on, and when you start to taste it, it smells sour already. The smell is like vinegar ready. But as long as it tastes like wine, it's kosher for Kiddush. Because we paskin like Rava, that even though it already has a smell of vinegar, already smells sour, but since the wine still tastes all right, we go bought the timer, bought the taste of the wine. Sometimes Rachman is here, start drinking your wine, it tastes very sour, that you will not drink the wine. It's a big shiloh. If you have to make Kiddush over again, you're not just a Kiddush. If the wine is so sour that normally you would not drink, it's too sour to drink, it's not called yain anymore. And then you make Kiddush, not on one, you have to make Kiddush over again. If it's just a little bit sour that you still drink, it's not so good, then you could be yotze with it. But if it got so sour that it's not that you would, like this, you would not drink it, you throw it away, you're not yotze Kiddush. Yeah. Of course, you taste your wine after a Friday, unless you have new bottles.
What happens?
But you don't go after the smell of the wine, but you go after the taste of the wine. As long as it still tastes like wine, it's called wine, and that makes it mimbishay neminoi. Now, Mar says, hi, Bas Teya. There was a question of smelling wine. Bas Teya, Rashi says, nekev, that's a hole, noikim b'magufas chavit. Used to make a hole in the barrel of wine, l'arech esayayin, and an inspector would come down to smell the wine, l'boitka, to test it out. In yochel eskayim, you have to know how good this wine is. Can I let it store yet for another 10 years, for another few years? So you have to smell it. If it starts to smell a little bit sour, you know you have to use it up right now. Don't store it. So you used to go down and smell the wine. Now let's say, hi Bas Teya. So now, Oyve Tichavim Vidi Yisrael Shapadami. If you have a Goyish inspector that comes down to inspect the Jewish wine, that's okay, Shapadami, you're allowed to let him smell it. He's not going to touch it, but your Jews are there. You see clearly he's not going to put his hand inside the barrel. He's only putting his nose near the barrel to smell it, that's okay. That's not maga. He does not make our wine yayin nesach. That's okay. Yeah. But what about the other way? What about Yisrael b'diyofi kechavim? Let's say a Jew wants to be a wine inspector and he wants to go down to the Goyish wine to smell the wine. Now, by goyish wine, it's also by no yai nefech or tam yenom. So, the question is, can a Jew be an inspector to smell yai nefech? Is that sort of like you're having hanor enjoyment from yai nefech? You want to go down and smell the barrels? Is it mutter to smell the barrel or not? That's a shayla Yisrael for the other kachovim. So Abayi Ramar Asa, Abayi says, no, it's also for the Jew to even smell yai nefech. But who are you having hanor from? It's also by no. Rabbi Rama Mutter. Rabbi says no. He passed like Rava. Rabbi says it's Mutter. What's the machlokes? Abayi Rama Ross. Abayi says it's also Reicha Milsi. The smell of something is called something. So the smell of Yai Nesach is like Yai Nesach. So you're having some enjoyment there. It smells good. And since Yai Nesach itself is also Bano, you're not going to smell it. You're not going to go to smell the wine. That's also the Chal Yisra Hano of Yai Nesach. That's what Rava holds. That's what Abayi holds. Abayi Yom Reicha Milsi. Yes, that's it also. Really, the Shalom Reicha Milsi is not only Shalom by Yisuri Hanor, I'm almost even the Shalom by Edobeth Asa Bachila. That's the Shalom Masho by Tarfis of Vosa Becholov. If you could bake something in the same oven, if you hold Reicha Milsi, if you hold Reicha Milsi, the smell that goes into it is sort of like the food itself. If you smell the food, it's sort of like the food itself goes inside you. There would be yasa even with a dove, it's only yasa bachila. Not only something that's also bano. Yeah. So lechachila, we're machmer. Lechachila, we're always machmer on reich and ulsa. That means if you're in the same oven, you shouldn't cook something that gives off reich, it gives off smell, if it'll go into the other food. If you have fleshik, then you have a cake next to it, you shouldn't do it at the same time if there'll be reich. So lechachila, we hold reich is also. To the ever we hold it's mutter. But so far, Abayi says, Reicha's milsi. Rav Rama mutter. Rav says, no, it's mutter for the Jew to go and smell the Yai Nesach. Why? Reicha la milsi. What are you doing? You're only smelling it. There's no mamos, there's no ban of the Yai Nesach coming into you. You're only smelling it. That's not called the Yai Nesach itself. Therefore, Rav holds, Reicha mutter. It's not called, you have the Guf Hadavar. This doesn't come into you. Yeah. What? Okay.
Just like you see that.
Look at the first of Taisa Bayo Amar Asa Taisa says Reicha Milsi V'Chashvina Le'Kishaisa. It's sort of like you're drinking the yayin. Avulein Loim V'Chashvina Nema. Don't say it's sort of like you're having Hanor. Him came Aparach Mekamoy. What's next to Maskasha by Truma? Truma is Arasa Banor. Therefore, Taisa learns that the Machlokes here is whether it's sort of like you're drinking it yourself. And therefore, this Issa Reicha would apply not only to Yisuri Hanor, but anything that's also Bachila. Even my boss of Bachola would apply. So if you have Reicha, the smell of it, is that considered like you're eating it or not? That's the Machlokes of Abayi Rav. First, it's Gemara says this. Amar Rav, Rav says, Mino Amin Alo. How do I know to say this? The Reicha V'loi Klum. That if you smell Issa, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not considered like you're eating the Issa. How do I know this? It's not run like this. Tano, you have an oven, shesiko b'chmoin shal truma, that you heated it up with chmoin from truma, grass leaves, chmoin, cumin they call it, that you made it from truma. You heated up the oven with truma. And then the offer by a sapat. Now with the heat in the oven, you put your bread there, you bake your bread. So says Allah, pas muteris, you allow to eat this bread. Why? The fishain tam kumain. Of course, there's no tam of the kumain itself in the bread. Elo reicha kumain. It's only the smell. It's only the reicha of the kumain. Like you are burning kumain in this oven. So the actual kumain itself got burnt up. That's not around anymore. It's only the smell of it came out and went into the bread. So true, you have a smell now of truma in this bread. And still it says the smuta bachila. You see clearly that reicha lav milsi. This is a tezuraya, then we're not talking about a question whether you're having hanor from the smell or not. Because if so, what's the maskasha from truma? Truma is mutter b'hanor. So the question is the smell fitted like you're eating or drinking the food itself? So Abayi says smelling the food is like you're drinking the food itself. You're drinking yai nesach. Here Rav has the proof, not like you. Here it says clearly, even though there's a smell of truma in the bread, so it says you'll have to eat the bread. Since you're not eating the yisra, the truma, you're only smelling it, it's mutter. So what does Abayi do with this Mishnah? Look at the third Torah. Says, the Yisrael B'chom Tei says, Rabbi Mutter, the Ma'ari Shein L'Dechav Mefer Tzchah. Very good. So with the guy, he's not paying. Yeah, he's not being paid. Yeah, V'loi Maslu Tei field. The Chasek Tei V'nam Nekosh V'anoah. V'nimtza Mishtak in Yisrael Noah. Right. The Ma'ari before about being an inspector, it's without pay. What are you doing if I don't know? But, Sam, if you want to do it, maybe you want to learn yourself. You want to learn how to be an inspector. You want to learn. You want to see if you can do it. You go down, you want to have training there. So they're not saying it, they're not saying it, do it for yourself. They'll be mutter, right? Okay, I'll come from here. So, this mission now is a kasha on Abaya. So, my answer is, for your Abaya, shiny hosom, the Nikolai Isure. That's different. Here, what was the truma? The command that you're burning in the oven. Since the Isur itself gets burnt up, so it's not here in the world anymore. Then the rank of the smell that comes up is not like the Isur. When does a bayis say smell? Smelling Yisr is also, if the Yain Nesach is here, if the Yain Nesach is here, then the smell that comes up, it's like an extension from the Yain Nesach. So we consider like the Yain Nesach is going inside you. If you smell Basa, and the Basa is there, we consider like the meat itself goes into you. It's still flesh. But where the Yisr here of Truma is burnt up, not here anymore, so the smell is not called an extension, therefore even a bay would be made the bread is mutar b'achila. Now, the bay Yoshan has to be the goes on. Rav Mori, let's see here. Omar Rav Mori says, you should not get tanoi, a bay of Rav is throwing wheels on my clock at tanoim. Says Aloko, haroi de paschama. Somebody took off nice, fresh, hot bread, haroi de paschama, he takes the fresh bread out of the oven. The nos na pichov yeshoi yayin shal truma. And you put it on top of a barrel of wine of truma. The question is now that the reyach, the smell of the truma, goes into the bread. The question is, can a Jew, can a Zar eat it? Rabbi Meir says it's also for Zar to eat his bread now. Even though the bread is good bread, but since there's a taste of yayin shal truma in the bread, there's a smell of yayin shal truma in the bread, it's also to eat his bread for Zar. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. So who do you see? It's the Machlokes Tanoim, whether you say Recha Milsi or not. Now, Rav Yaisi Mate B'Shachitim, he says that the bread is made out of wheat and it's Mutta. Rav Yaisi B'Shel Sarim, but he also says if it's barley bread. Rav Yaisi Sarim Shoeves, because barley saps in, gets more Reach, more smell, taste, more smell into it, more Recha goes into it. So now, what's the Machlokes over here? My love isn't it? This is what I'm arguing in. The master of a reichen will say that you smell the yayin in the bread. You put this hot bread on top of the barrel of yayin of truma. So now the smell of the yayin goes into the bread. Since you smell it here, it's also for zat eat it. Well, master, no reichen lav plumu. Even though you smell it, reichen is nothing. The master, there's no real truma in the bread. It's kosher bread. It's okay. The master says l'mayis l'rova that says it's muta v'aretanoihi. Robert says Reichel Av Milsi Peshua Zomachot Etanoyim. The one that says here it's also Peshua Zasa Vayas also. But La Abaya that says it's Mutam Mi Leima Tanoy the Yatsa Zomachot Etanoyim Omloch Abaya Lav Mi Yitru Lo Adim. We learn on this Omer Rabba Bavachon Omer Ashlokish the Path Chama the Chavis Pesucha the Vihakal Asura Abaya.